I'm Sal of the Boat, and you're now watching the Growing Up Italian podcast.
Tu ci sembra nice, it's nice.
It's nice, it's nice.
Salvatore!
The distance is right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's an important thing, you know. I used to watch you guys all over the social media. Now I'm here.
It's
grazie, Andrew. we've been talking about doing this show for years.
Yeah,
and here we are.
Yeah.
First of all, thank you for your patience.
No.
Because I said January, then February, then. And even before that, so I was like, we're going to do one. But then, Clementino was on the podcast, and who did I invite?
Yeah, I was here.
It was legendary.
Oh, man, it's going to be in my memory for life.
And that's there forever, on the internet.
Yeah, exactly. I still have his record, like, in a nice niche.
He didn't like your music too much, though.
He made fun of me, which I love it. You know, that was the spirit of the song. I'm not a singer. I'm not even expecting to do a good music. I want to make a laugh. That's my point, you know. And he was laughing.
Yeah.
You did a good job.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I love it. I like Sal because he reminds me of, like, some of our cousins. It's nice.
Yeah. Sal's a guy that we can just talk to. Like, we're right in Salerno. You know, you're Napoli.
Yeah. But same thing, yeah.
It feels like your family at this point.
Yeah.
I love doing podcasts. Two different types of podcasts that I love. One, the first time with somebody because you get to know them. Two, after you know somebody very well, there's nothing better than doing a podcast with them.
Because you can have a conversation like, you know, like we are in the corner of the street bullshitting.
Exactly.
Around.
We've done it before. So
yeah, exactly.
It's nothing new.
So listen, hopefully by now you've seen a video of Sal off the Boat. We've done some work with you, right?
Yeah.
We released that song.
Yeah.
We did the music video.
Correct.
And that was a bomb.
Yeah.
Right? It was fire.
Yeah, a lot of views, a lot of people reaching out. I'm so happy. And I hope make some people laugh because that was the whole intent of the song.
That's what it was about, right?
Yeah, I'm not a singer. I don't even pretend to be a singer.
What do you think about like a nice Christmas song? You think we could do it?
We can do it. We got time.
Yeah? We got to start now.
Yeah.
So that way we could do another.
Yeah.
Maybe Peppino Zurigil. Is Peppino Zurigil?
Like
no, that's not.
It's Peppino the Italian Mouse.
Yeah. It's Italian American, yeah.
But I feel like he has the voice of either like a Peppino Zurigil or like. Yeah. Dominic the Donkey. Like,
well, Sal, let's talk about that a little bit. I see you coming down the street. I'm like, okay, he's going to beat me up. And then, hello, everybody. What's going on, boys? You know what?
I know. It's been my... No problem. It's been my thing since I was a kid. And I say, you are a big guy. We expect a big voice. See, that's what you get.
Can you try to give us like a deep voice real quick?
I don't know. Like something like that. I don't even look like me. Like.
Però parla di napoletano. Oio, dove vai tu?
Oio, potremmo parlare napoletano, non ci sta un problema.
No, give me like a...
I don't even know how to crank it up. I have no idea how to do that.
Pretend someone just put pineapple on pizza.
Oh man, you know, like now it's hot in Italy, like everybody's doing pineapple
in Italy.
We've been making fun on people for years on the Americans, and now the guy Gino Sorbillo, which is famous for pizza. Mm-hmm. He put some pineapple on pizza, and everybody is putting pineapple on pizza. Wow.
Yeah. So that's by Lungomare, right?
Yeah. He has a bunch of pizzeria. For a while, he had the one in New York City.
Yeah, that's right. He has one in Miami, I think.
Yeah, he has a few all over the world, yeah. And they're like generational pizza men. Like, first time I went to the guy, someone was explaining to me, like, he was in the business, like, before even he was born.
Mm-hmm. So, Sal, tell us your story. How'd you get off the boat?
The real thing should be off the plane because I came with the plane here, but nothing. I came here in New York on a vacation, 2012. I look around. I love the city. I love New York area. I say, you know what? That's where I want to live. Go back to Italy, sold my business, sold everything, my car. See, I'm going to figure out my way in America. And here I am. When I came to America, you think now it's funny the way I talk? I didn't speak English. I Googled, I see where the Italians are in New York City. So I end up a few months in Bensonhurst. And I learned...
Did you find any Italians there?
Yeah, I learned the Sicilian in Bensonhurst. Yeah. I didn't learn English.
Picciolito?
Yeah, I learned Sicilian. A travaglia. And then, you know, I decide I gotta stick out a little bit if I want to learn English. Like, if you're always with Italian, you don't really learn.
Yeah. So you stood in Bensonhurst for a couple of years?
No, no, like 9 months total, yeah.
In an apartment you had over there?
Yeah. Actually, it was a room inside. And I was in an apartment with this Russian guy. It was a very funny living arrangement. At least it was a clean guy. Like,
yeah?
Yeah.
It was just you two?
Yes.
And like, how was that experience? Did you share food with him and stuff like that?
Sometimes. Mostly me offering him. I didn't really like Russian food. So
What's Russian food?
I don't know. It was
like
a
beer
most,
and stuff?
No, it was a lot of soups.
I thought vodka.
Vodka, yeah, vodka was there often. But yeah, there was a bunch of soups. And even, I remember the smell, man. Oh my God, the whole bolok would be stink when the guy was cooking. Like,
are you a big soup guy?
Not really.
No. You like that pasta?
Yeah, I'm a pasta guy. I'm pasta every single day. When I'm lucky, two times a day.
Two times a day.
When you're lucky.
I'm old. Get fine.
How do you do pasta two times a day?
You know, in the morning you do pasta fasulle, like in the, for lunchtime, and for dinner you make, I don't know, pasta al forno, tagliatelle.
That's a nice day.
That's the perfect day.
Two times a lot, though.
I mean,
you get sick of it?
No. Like, I grow up this way. You can eat 30, 40 different dishes of pasta and not eat the same thing. Like, there's so many ways to mix. In America, they think pasta, you put a little sauce on top and that's it. There's so many ways to make pasta. Like, I remember growing up, like, my mom was, if we had no pasta for lunch, for, you know, whatever was the problem, we didn't have a pasta for lunch, we had to have for dinner. And I think it's still now today, like, my brother came to visit me. They have a 6-year-old kid. And one day she didn't have pasta. We were in Manhattan. My sister-in-law said, we got to drive home. Got to make some pasta. Baby didn't have pasta.
That's the Italian way.
Yeah. Like, if you have a slice of pizza, it's not your lunch. Yeah. It's a snack.
Are you a picky eater?
I was more than I am now. I used to be a very picky eater. Nowadays, I'm more flexible.
Yeah?
But I used to be very picky.
So, you're a real Italian. You came here off the boat. When you go eat pasta at a place and you know that you make it better, does it make you angry?
I don't really go to Italian restaurants. I go, there's a few, like literally 5-6 restaurants that I go, and that's all. Because I don't care to pay money for food, but if I can make it better at home, I got mad. I literally got mad, like on the personal level, like... Like, you want a beef? Like,
you're going to beat him up?
Not beat him up, but yeah. Like,
$1.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's garlic and oil. We do garlic and oil when you have nothing left. You open the fridge, there's just the light bulb in the fridge. There's nothing else left. I say, okay, let's make some garlic and oil. You go to the restaurant, and they say, oh, we got aglio olio. Like they're doing some garlic... Like some.
You think they're trying to make it fancy, right?
Yeah, a little bit of red flakes. That's it.
That hits.
A nice parmesan. I love it.
When you have nothing.
Yeah.
A lot of people use pasta water like they're reinventing the wheel.
Yeah, it's basically it makes sense. Like because there is the starch in the pasta, will make sense to reuse pasta. Mm-hmm. But it's literally reinventing the wheel. Like, yeah, we used to eat this when we have, we go out with friends, have fun, it's 3 a.m., everything is closed, but we're hungry. So.
Can you give me the step-by-step to making the right garlic and oil?
Garlic and oil?
Like, step-by-step.
Super easy. Like, you put the boiling of the water, so in the meantime, you put in a pan some little bit of olive oil.
Does it matter what kind?
I use extra virgin olive oil. It makes a difference. If I use a good oil and a... Not a cheap oil you can...
Not veggie oil?
Huh?
Vegetable oil?
No, vegetable oil is for the cotolette. Like that's all.
You have to use olive oil.
For the cotolette. Otherwise, the whole kitchen... I tried
what
to
about
use
the garlic? Like you put big pieces?
Yeah, or? I like to put the big piece because...
A lot of Italians from the side complain that we put too much garlic in food.
In America, yes, compared with like at the top, like I'll put two pieces. In America, you will find, you go to a restaurant, 5-6 cloves of garlic in one plate.
There's a lot of vampires there.
Yeah, I know, like Dracula. Yeah, that's
you gotta watch out, you gotta watch out.
Yeah, that's what I make on this side of the ocean.
Okay, so while the water's boiling, yeah, you're heating up the garlic and oil? Yeah,
oil. Actually,
how many minutes we're talking about?
Okay, this is something, I don't know if it's just my family or it's an Italian thing. We never measure minutes, quantity, like... You see, and when you know you're cooking, like you see, I don't know, like you see when the garlic start getting bronze, but before gets black. I don't know how to explain. Like,
Yeah.
It really depends.
Golden.
It even depends from the how thick it's the garlic too. Like sometimes if I know that's just a few of us, I cut the garlic very thin so it dissolves almost.
Like in Goodfellas?
Yeah, like the blade, yeah.
Exactly. With the razor blade?
They're like with the razor blade.
Liquefies the sauce.
Yeah, I don't use the razor blade, but I cut pretty thin. Or I put the whole thing, so...
But then you take it out later.
Halfway, I can take it out, yeah. And nothing. You cook the pasta almost all the way, and then you put in the oil, and you put some flakes. I actually have this bag that come from Italy with everything already inside. Mm-hmm. You put in the pan and the pasta cook the last couple of minutes. I like my pasta very al dente. That's something else I hate about America. Here, pasta is always...
Mushad.
It's always overcooked.
I don't like mushad pasta.
Yeah, no. Pasta has to be... You have to almost see the white inside when you bite it. That's pasta al dente.
Do you have a preference on pasta brands? Are you loyal to one brand
or
the
really.
Other?
Lately, I'm buying a lot of Pasta di Vella because I find this place, I don't know if we can say names on here, but they have cheap, good price. So, everything okay?
We're just making a mic change. Rocco's mic was Mushad.
Mushad
spaghetti.
Don't let it cook too long, that's why.
Now we're cooking.
Yeah.
There we go.
Vicino, buon, eh?
Yeah. Va buono, va buono.
That's like when push a deal when it doesn't work and you gotta like hit it up.
Salvador, ci sono gente che dice che noi non parliamo italiano.
Ma gente che ne sa, pace? A gente, they tell me I'm not really Italian. You are a traitor.
You're not really Italian.
You betray us.
Yeah, but you did like betray everybody.
Sono traditore.
Why? Because I like chicken cotlet, chicken parm, like who cares? Like, oh, you should see, I posted the video the night we went to eat chicken parm.
When did you go eat chicken parm?
Me, you, was Cugino, what we Bamonti, Bamonti's.
That was a fun day, right?
Yeah, we had fun. I posted that video. The hate on that video was like crazy. You are not a real Italian. You can't think that's good. Like, oh my God, I'm just eating. I'm not killing anybody. Like,
it's nothing we haven't heard.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
We've heard it all.
I don't know.
Listen, I think you made a good... The way when you moved here, you adapted very quickly.
Yeah. Because
like a lizard almost.
I my mom used to tell me I was American before I came to America. I literally love the culture. I love the Italian American. You guys, you probably not very familiar. You guys know like Mario Merola, like this old school guys. Pino Mauro, it's not that famous, but like in the 80s, in the 90s, there was this a lot of movies of this Neapolitan immigrant coming to America. Try to make the life better, try to make the fortune. I loved the culture even before I came to America. On top of that, I loved the American culture, like the American movies. Like the first 3 months I was in New York, I was basically a tourist. I will go to every single movie location. I'll be
like... Like which ones?
Oh, like my favorite was the Ghostbusters... the fire department, how it's called, like firehouse. Yeah, it's I've been to
where is that?
It's a downtown Manhattan. It's I don't remember the exact
where else.
All the Men in Black movie location. I used to love it. Like,
I thought you were gonna say like Home Alone, like Grandpa's
Home Alone. But Home Alone in New York is Home Alone still, but yeah, Home Alone, it's just the Central Park, it's the Plaza Hotel. There's not that much. Most of the movie was in Chicago, the original movie. It's
so
just on
Home
the
Alone 1.
Yeah, it's just the second one that were filming in New York City. But all of them, as I said, like Ghostbusters was my main, the Man in Black. You know, Will Smith movie, I think in English it's I Am a Legend, something like that. Yeah, I've been all those movie location. I always love the movie.
That movie's fire.
I love it, yeah. I love Will Smith in every single movie.
So, a lot of... I've been seeing a lot that we're out of tune with the Italian culture. Me and Sabino. We're saying... They're saying that we talk about it like it's 100 years ago because it's what our grandparents know. Can you tell us what has changed? And what is Italy like right now? Because you came how long ago?
I came here 9 years ago.
Okay. Can you tell us how Italy is right now?
Okay. Italy evolved a little bit different than the Italian American.
Italy or Napoli? You say all of Italy?
I'm talking about like the Italians in America, they're mostly from Southern Italians. The immigration was most from Southern Italians. It was there is some Milanese here and there, but like it was a different kind of immigration. The one that come from the south come with no education, no money. Like they had to hustle to make. Like most of the people that come from the north, they were kind of like already have a college degree. They already had a job before even they come to America. You know, it's a different background. But yeah, Italy changed a little bit. But it's beautiful. Here in New York, there is a picture of what was Italy in the 50s and in the 60s. And up to the 80s. It's still here. Like, I love to go to someone's basement here and I find the records of, like I said, the Mario Merola, Nino D'Angelo, Pino Mauro, Mario Da Vinci, which you probably haven't. You guys have no idea. It's the father of Sal Da Vinci.
Who's the son of Leonardo da Vinci?
No, but I think they're related.
They're cousins? Yeah. Son of parent.
Wait,
parent,
so what's the same? What's different from you know you see our videos all the time. You see the memes we post on one of the time.
I think what's different, like Americans, it's more an Italian American. It's kind of an exaggeration of Italian. Like, we like the pizza in America, you like super big pizza. Like, pasta, in Italy we'll make pasta with 3 ingredients. In America they make with 36 ingredients. It's a kind of an exaggeration of the... Like, in Italy you can afford a little bit of marble stairs. You come to America and the whole first floor it's marble. Like, I don't know how to... If
the,
makes
the
sense.
The second we make money, we marble everything out.
Yeah, I don't know if it makes sense.
But the heated tiles hit, right?
Yeah.
They're nice.
Yeah.
Nice,
but
sure.
Marble was like a status symbol back in the day. It was expensive. The more marble you have in the house, the more mean like you made in life, you know? So that's why probably the first thing they come to America.
Yeah, it's so funny. That's so true.
Yeah.
And then you get it like a lion for the front of the house.
A line, what's...
Leone.
Oh, Leone, yeah. That was a thing like in the 80s. It's not a thing anymore, but...
But what's in Italy, right? We always post like, the small towns, it's abandoned, da-da-da-da. People saying, oh, that's 100 years ago. It's not like that anymore. Do you feel that way?
No. Like small towns, they're still...
Still hurting.
The world, it's a little global. Even like Italy changed from when I moved here. Like, now you go around, and American food, it's hot in Italy. Like, they made the fun on us.
There's KFC everywhere.
It's KFC, there's a Starbucks, there is...
Burger King,
Burger
McDonald's.
King. Burger King was already on my days, but yeah, like, there's
Burger
a Burger
King? Like, I never see Burger Kings over here. I don't know if it's me.
No, I don't either. Yeah.
But in Italy, you see them.
Yeah, there is actually, my personal level, don't hate me, guys. In Italy, Burger King is better than McDonald's.
In Italy?
In Italy.
In Italy, the fast food's better than here because there's more rules.
Yeah, I think we have a harder regulation when it comes to food. That comes with the sense of freedom in America. See, you're free to do whatever you want as long you notify people, you tell people what they're eating. You're free to do whatever you... There's some stuff that will be illegal in Italy, in medication, in food, in agriculture. Yeah.
I think that's another thing with we never really touch on. I think in America, they're quick to give someone medication. In Italy, I feel the medication's not
that's
as big.
In Italy...
Like ADHD, does that exist in Italy?
Lately, yes. But when I was growing up, I never heard such a thing.
Just the kid was a little in the bug of pots.
Yeah.
Right?
The kid, this is Kassagats, you know. Like,
he's a little annoying.
Troppa energia.
Troppa energia, yeah.
Like meanwhile, he has like a medical thing.
I remember the first time I met some person that had to be gluten-free. I felt like I met an alien. Like, what do you mean you can eat pasta? That was not... Like, where I'm from, like, where your guys' family is from, we were more old school. I remember one time I was 12, 13. I twisted my ankle, and instead to go to the hospital, my mom started putting together eggs, potatoes. I said, are you doing an omelette? Like, let's go to the hospital. Like, they put the egg, they call us to pot. They put canapa, I don't know how to say in English canapa. It's some... I don't know how to say in English. So let's say some fiber they will put in the eggs and wrap your ankle.
Protein?
And I don't even know if it works, man. It's just...
We're talking about old Dandika stuff. One time, I was like 8th grade, right? Yeah. And I was working at the deli. And I'm talking to this girl while slicing American cheese. And I cut my finger right here. I still have the mark.
Mm. I see it.
So my dad, like... I was bleeding. I'm like, oh, shit. So we're holding it. He's like, pee on it to disinfect it. I was like, buddy, we have alcohol. Like, we have rubbing alcohol. But he was like, no, passion go up because it disinfect.
That's true.
You heard of that?
Yeah. That's my dad was welding some metal. Huh? And, they used the mask. My brother was looking at it, like, so his egg got very swallowed red. And he was peeling potato and put potato on the eye, you see. Do we have pharmacy around here? Like, let's go to a pharmacy, you know. Or another thing was very popular. When you go, like, the bee, the wasp sting you, they say, like, the cold metal will do something.
Or what about when you have a pimple, they put toothpaste on it?
Yeah, you I think that works. I have done
you
before.
You think so?
I don't know if that's an Italian thing.
I have
that's
done that
universal?
Before.
Yeah, I think that's universal.
Yeah, I don't know if I've done it before.
My favorite is the mosquito bite. It's not Italian thing, but I make the X. Mosquito bite?
Does that work?
No, I never tried that.
But yeah, it was funny because then, like, a couple years later, my dad cut his finger, so I was like, let me pee on you.
Yeah, but I think that's like survival thing. They teach you that pee contains ammonia.
It's like if you're stuck in the forest.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Not if you are in New York City.
Maybe.
Yeah, but times are different, you know? Yeah. So tell us a little bit. We got to talk about this because we're in the middle of the winter. The snow, you like it, right?
Oh, I love the snow until I realized that I have to clean it. Like, where I'm from, I never saw snow. We used to go on the snow. Snow never came to us.
To go skiing?
Yeah, we used to go skiing. We used to go... in my hometown, in my whole life, it snowed like 2 times. And we're talking about a quarter inch of snow.
A little coating.
Yeah. Came to America, beautiful, like, there's like a half, I don't know, 6 inch of snow outside. Say, now how we go to work? The guy passed on the street, cleaned the street, and my driveway is still full of snow. I say, what's the process now?
So how did you find out what the process was?
I found out the hard way, like.
Top,
Yeah, shop, police your driveway, you know. I remember my very first time I saw the snow in New York City. I feel a little stupid saying that, but we're here to laugh. There was this big pile of snow. It was a couple of days old. It was a beautiful pile of snow in the side of a street. I thought it was beautiful. So I'm picturing in my mind like a movie scene where you kick the snow and the snow fly. And then I decided to kick the thing. It was a big piece of ice. Like, yeah, I was like, for 2 hours.
You know this old saying, like, neve se vede ni struns.
Yeah, I think so. I think... Yeah.
Very true.
I think...
There's nothing like a couple days after the snow, you see cigarette butts, dog shit.
Yeah.
You see old garbage everywhere.
That's true. Wait. And I learned from the movie The Elf, yellow snow, it's no good.
No, it's the best. It's the best one.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
It's a granita, you know?
Yeah, granita. You guys have this in the family. Like, when we used to go on the snow, my grandma will grab some fresh snow and squirt lemon on it and make like we will literally eat the
snow.
That's
like so unhealthy.
I know.
I've seen videos now because I did a video on that.
Yeah.
Oh, with
like
the
2 years
ago, with the
wine. I put wine in it because
wine too. Oh no.
We had a table in our backyard and the snow would go right on top. Oh, it's clean over there. Yeah. Then people are saying if you hold it under a microscope, there's like a bunch of bacteria that lives in the snow.
Yeah. We wouldn't even not pollute.
Would you
the
drink
world,
a
you
glass?
Know?
Let's say if I had a cup right outside. And it rained. And after the rain, the cup was full. Would you drink it?
Same concept. Yeah. Right, but no, I wouldn't.
You will not drink in New York City.
It's good if you want to get like the shits.
You have to boil it in order to drink it. That's to kill
all the
bacteria.
Boil it? Yeah.
Yeah. That's survival if you're trying to survive in the wild.
Yeah. Survival 101. Yeah.
We're so soft now. Imagine like explaining to cavemen, like, no, you can't drink this water.
Yeah, no red meat. Too much cholesterol.
I'm gluten free. You know, like.
Yeah.
How did they do it then? You know, like millions of years ago.
I mean, they used to die when they were 40, so whatever you can. Yeah. It's
the life 40 was like a sick life.
Yeah.
he's 38.
I want to really get to know Sal this episode, though. I want to ask him some funky shit.
Yeah, okay.
Do you believe in aliens or no?
If I do believe like we have like the green man around, I don't know. I believe that by the law of the big number, there is life somewhere else in the universe.
Do you think they're enemies or they're friends?
I don't know. I may think like maybe they're looking for intelligent life forms. Mm-hmm. They saw us, but they're still looking for, like, they didn't find any. Like they're
definitely smarter than us.
Oh,
though,
yeah,
right?
Definitely. In particular, like the way the world is going now, the people say, you know, let's stay away from those people. Like, they can ruin us.
Yeah, they'll ruin our planet.
Yeah.
Sal, I got a question for you. You know where I can get a fresh quality pizza with the freshest ingredients? I'm talking like homemade dough, pecorino romano grated in-house.
Of course.
Where?
Cuz Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza and Wings. That coal fire is at the heart of who they are.
Oh, they're that spot that's located all in the Northeast and they have a bunch in Florida, right?
Yep.
Man, I love when you have a good recommendation for once.
Crispy, crunchy, savory, and sweet. Order what you want on Uber Eats.
Listen, guys, from now to the end of the year, December 31st, on the Uber Eats app, you go to Anthony and Son Panini shop, and you get a nice $25 off.
When you use the code Panini.
Got to use the code Panini.
Terms apply. See app for details. We're very excited to announce a long-term partnership with the Soto Gastronomia out from Australia. These guys got a really, really interesting restaurant concept where all their profits go to all these Italian charities.
The Soto has a very interesting story. So they're first generation Italian Australians.
They're basically us in Australia.
The Soto was created in their parents' and grandparents' honor so that they can pay their legacy forward. 100% of their proceeds goes to people in need, charities, and the arts.
The Soto will be supporting us this year, so you know the content's going to be even better.
Bro, and who knows? Maybe at some point we're going to have to take a trip down under, huh?
I was always curious how the Italian Australians made food.
Time we find out.
Go ahead.
Would you rather earn $1 million if you fly to space or take 5,000 right now?
I'll take 5,000 right now.
Yeah, you wouldn't go to space?
What would you do with $5,000 cash right now?
Give me, I'll show you.
What do you like to do? What's something that you do that's not on camera? Like, do you like to gamble?
I love to bullshit, literally. I'll go get together with friends.
You like to hang out?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a real word or my wife made it out, like you say, broing around. Like, hey, bro, hey, bro. Like,
I like that, broing around.
No, your wife definitely made that up.
I don't know if it's, sometimes she made it up, sometimes she listened, she hear the word from somewhere else. I remember this time when we were in Italy, it was a Sunday, we're driving in the piazza, all the men are in the piazza. She was like, there's all men, like there's no woman in this town. Yeah, the woman at home cooking. Like, the man gets to hang around in the square.
They're
Browing around. Yeah,
I like that. I'll use that.
Browing up.
Yo, you want to bro around later?
You got to pay the copyright to my wife.
Right. We'll make sure she gets paid.
Yeah.
You know, while you were walking in here, there's some kids across the street. Sal, off the boat. Sal. Last time when I was with you, Sal, off the boat. You got fans everywhere.
Nah, I'm not really fans. I think nowadays, although already be... Particularly the young kids, they have like TikTok, Instagram, yeah. But yeah, I've seen this, like, I was, like, last week I was in Manhattan, some people start calling my name, like, it happens. Fire. Yeah, I like it.
Especially being Napolitano, it makes...
Yeah, yeah. And you know what else, like, this connect to what we were saying before? Everybody tells me, oh, he talks like Zio Mario, Zio Luigi. Like, everybody has a relative that has my accent
and voice.
Or my voice in their family, yeah. You know?
So true.
It's like a dying art, you know?
Yeah, like, particular, like, the accent, like, literally. If you have an Italian relative, chances are that he has my accent.
Yeah.
So, even though my accent is weird, like, when I go to Italy, they call me Americana. Like,
really?
I'm not Italian enough anymore for them.
When was the last time you were in Italy?
Last year.
And you went to Napoli? Or you?
I went to Napoli too. That was when Napoli was booming. You know, like we were most winning the Scudetto. Like the city was beautiful.
But now you guys are good for another 30 years.
Yeah, I'm not going to change the plate of my car soon. I mean, yeah.
So still celebrating. I don't know if we. Is it okay if we say what your plate
is? Yeah, yeah.
His license plate is Napoli 3, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's going to be good, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be good for a while.
A long
time.
2050.
That's why it's beautiful when we win. If you win every year, you know, you like lose a little bit.
But I guarantee you, if you won every year, you would not complain.
Yeah, but I know you're not complaining, but if you win once every 30 years, it's like beautiful. It's
more special?
Yeah, it's more special, yeah.
You think Inter's got it this year?
No.
No, they're gonna lose? They're not going to win the Scudetto, you
think? Inter. Oh, Inter. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, not like Napoli's not playing good, so I'm not really watching the games. Yeah,
yeah, typical Napoli.
Yeah, right? I'm
fair weather.
Do you like living in Long Island?
I love Long Island.
Can you say Long Island?
Long Island.
Long Island.
Long Island. Why is it wrong?
No, because that's how every Italian says Long Island.
Long Island.
Long Island. Long Island.
Yeah, well, how supposed to say? You're saying the same way I'm saying.
Long Island. Nobody says it like that.
Oh,
but. If you like spell it out right the way you say it, it's like long.
It's all one
guy.
Word.
Guy land. Land.
Long guy.
But like when we used to go when we were kids because our family has a house there, so even us, I think, I never knew it was Long Island until I got older and I saw how it was written.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I always thought it was like Long Island. Like I thought it was like Longyland.
Yeah, yeah.
Long Island.
Yeah, Italians, like, you guys come from off the boat families, so we have our way to pronounce American thing. Sometimes we just make up our own words.
Another thing was sandwich, too. Sandwich. Like, your brother used to always say sandwich.
Sandwich, yeah.
I think he still does.
Yeah, probably.
sandwich.
Guys, in English, it's a different, it's difficult language. Yeah. Like, there is some sounds in English that we don't have in Italian. Mm-hmm.
Vice versa, too, obviously.
Yeah. Like the TH sound, there is no way you can ask me to say, or like...
Say teeth. Teeth.
Teeth. I don't know.
That's this.
Yeah. But yeah, like...
That?
I remember, I can say to people like I had a weird dream and the guy thought I had a wet dream. Like, I said, no, that's not what I'm saying. Like, I'm seeing something different.
It's an ice. It's an ice.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's some words we struggle seeing.
Do you see a big difference between Long Islanders and people from the city?
Yeah, I do see. Not big difference.
I'm not going to lie, as your friend, you became a Long Island guy now.
I am a Long Island
because,
guy.
Because, like, I was asked you a couple weeks ago, oh, come here. Oh, I'd like to stay in Long Island. You know, it's 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's
Long Island people stay there.
At least he's honest. I like that.
Yeah. You know, like, there's that much you want to deal with traffic. Like, I feel I work in New York City. I feel spend my life in the car, you know. Like,
how long does it take you to get to the city from?
Sometimes 2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah. It's sometimes even more than that. When you got in the rush hour, you got stuck, there is an accident on the LIE. It happened before. It took me 3 hours, you know. Like, Long Island, like, I like the fact that I can park in my driveway. If I had the more money, I would park in the living room. Like, I knew I had to walk from the car to the living room.
That's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, here in New York, like, I come here, like, I gotta park in the street to find the parking.
Yeah.
You gotta wait.
You got spoiled.
Yeah.
In Napoli, did you have a driveway or did you have to?
I had my own. I'm not from Napoli. I'm from a small town outside Napoli. Technically, it's not even a province of Napoli anymore. It used to be province of Napoli till Mussolini era.
Huh?
It's province of Caserta. Okay. But it's so close to Napoli that my phone number, it's 081. It's literally the same area code of Napoli. Yeah. And yeah, I had
my own... It's more cool to say you're from Napoli.
So you're a fraud. Yeah. You're a fraud.
I'm a fraud, yeah. Oh, like now, like I made a video like with Clementino and like the hater was, you're not Napolitan, you don't speak Napolitan, you... Whatever, man, guys.
What was the reaction when you did that video with Clementino, like, from your friends?
Oh, I got so many calls. Like, you know, everybody loves Clementino. He's not only the young kids. Even, like, now he's doing a lot of TV shows. So even the older generation loves Clementino. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. Like, people love him. I like him. I love him, too. Like, it was so beautiful, too. It was nice.
It was very nice.
It was nice.
They have the chance to talk to him and meet him.
Famous, Salvador.
No, get famous.
They give you that, huh?
No. Some people make fun, yeah, but... No, I don't think I'm famous. I think I'm little known, that's different. You guys are famous. Like, you guys, like, you... Nah. Everybody knows you, but, like...
Hell no.
That is a little different, like, there. Like... you know, like, you're from the area, you know, but famous, it's totally different.
You want to be famous?
I don't know. I don't say that I would not like. I don't see how I can become famous, you know, like...
Just by being yourself, like you always are.
I don't know. I do the social media stuff for fun. Like, yeah. I don't think that it's going to replace my job, and I don't even think I have any particular quality. I don't know how to sing. I don't know how to dance. I know how to eat. That's true, but, like, it's not enough
but
to...
But you know how to sail off the boat.
Yeah, so you know. I know so how to...
You know how to bro around.
Yeah. I remember the first time you got... I think it was you. You were in live...
Yeah,
Instagram. Yeah, it was during the COVID.
He was sensation when he was on that live.
Like when everybody was stuck in the house.
Yeah.
And I happened live. And you told me something like, oh man, this guy is someday it's gonna become famous.
Was your name,
like,
Sal off the boat?
No,
it wasn't.
I don't remember.
How did you get the nickname Sal off the boat?
Like my friends around here, like, oh, this is Sal. He's Italian, but he's off the boat. Like. You have to add something to Italian, because if you say just Italian here, or like Italian, you know, like...
Yeah. You have to say off the boat, yeah. You know, now you speak Italian.
Exactly. You know? And some people, like, they got mad at me. Like, I remember this woman say, I don't like off the boat, because they used to say as a derogatory term for Italians. Yeah. I don't even know if it's true. I just told her, words, they don't have bad meaning per se. There is no bad words and good words. It's the meaning we give to the words that make them bad of not of good. If I say I'm Sal off the boat in a good way, it's a good word. If I say, if I want to say in the derogatory way, like, oh, you off the boat, like you less than me, became...
Right.
Yeah, so...
You know what I want to ask? Do you have a criteria of what someone needs to have to be Italian?
I don't think there is a criteria, because
like you're off the boat.
Yeah.
And you get that people say you're not Italian. Yeah.
I do think there is different shades of Italian, different levels.
So what are the shades?
There is the off the boat, people like me, they come to America.
I call them the bella frisk.
Frisk.
I would say before that there's native Italian.
Yeah, the Italians in Italy. Yeah. Let's say like this. Then there is the Italians off the boat. It's the first generation Italians like you guys are. There is the second generation Italian American, and there is Italian American of Italian origin. Like we have a lot of that in New York. Third generation, fourth generation.
So third generation is that?
Level. I think second. If your grandfather is born in Italy. And you dealt with your grandfather. Even if your parents are born in America, you can still be considered Italian. Okay. If you have no living connection with the Italian way of being, you are just an American with Italian origin. Which doesn't mean that's a bad thing. Yeah. It's just like...
just different.
Yeah. Different, yeah.
So can that person say they're Italian-American? Or is it American-Italian?
I think it would be more correct to say... You are like American of Italian origin. But if they say Italian American, don't offend me. Like,
okay. That's nice.
Yeah, I don't get offended. Like, I don't know why some people get offended if you you open the fridge and you have something. Oh, like I was drinking Dunkin' Donuts the other day and the people got mad at me. Yeah, I love Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Oh, the coffee, okay.
Yeah. And the people were like, oh, what do you get?
What do you get from there?
The regular coffee, cream and two Splenda.
Okay.
That's
so you had it in the fridge and what happened? Yelling at you?
Yeah, they were like, oh, you are not a real Italian. A real Italian only drink espresso. And then I showed them, I have the Nespresso machine, I have the mocha machine, I have, like, what makes you a real Italian? Like, the coffee machine you use? Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah. But the culture difference is crazy here. Like, in Napoli, maybe you hang out in a cafe all day.
Yeah. I think that's something, like, Americans should learn from Italians. The hangout around the coffee. I think here in America, a lot of young kids, our like age, but even younger, they can't have fun if they don't have alcohol. Like Italians will have fun just around the coffee.
The coffee culture.
It's not good for business, though. You got four kids hanging out, $3 the whole day.
That's true.
The kids, they're going to be hanging like that anyway. And it's like, it's espresso. You want to charge $2. Like, how much the Starbucks charge for espresso? Like $3. And it's not even that good. Like,
it's a travesty, right?
What's travesty?
Like, it's a lot.
Tragedy.
Yeah. I don't like, a couple of times I throw it out. Forgive me, Starbucks. I like that Americano. That Americano is okay.
The bag is right. Starbucks.
Yeah.
What's your dream? Like, your dream collaborations?
I don't know. That's a big question.
Clementino will be fired.
You did a video. My favorite, I don't know, like, that's going to make someone laugh. My favorite singer ever is Gigi D'Alessio.
Yeah.
I know every single song from the day.
That's my mom's favorite, too.
Yeah. Like.
So you know every single song?
Yeah.
So if I put a song, you'd be able to sing it no problem.
Yeah, that's not Gigi D'Alessio.
That's Eros Ramazzotti, right?
No.
No, that is Gigi D'Alessio.
That is Gigi.
Come belle, come belle.
Agitevole Chanel, that's not Gigi. That's
yeah, but he did
song.
The cover.
He did the cover.
Oh, yeah. He made it lit.
He made a good one.
He made it lit.
Yeah. But yeah, he made some covers. But yeah.
Who sings Tornerò?
Tornerò. Oh, that's some old... I can't remember the name of the Pisti dei Sogni, maybe like something like that. Yeah.
Wait, what's Gigi's number one song? There's a wedding song that plays that it's always Gigi.
My favorite Gigi song is Napola. He sings him, Gigi Finizio, and there is Lucio Dalla in the song. That's a beautiful.
Napoli?
Yeah, it's a song that talks about Napoli, so it's a very beautiful song.
You're finding it wrong?
No, I'm not going to sing, though, guys.
Why not?
No, because I'm not a singer.
Ivorei is really good, too.
Yeah.
Ivorei.
I'm not going to sing. Gigi D'Alessio has a very... It's not like I can sing Clementino because it's a kind of rap. It's kind of talk. Yeah. Like Gigi D'Alessio...
These vocals, yeah.
Yeah, you need to know how to sing Gigi D'Alessio.
So, I got a fun game for us.
Go ahead.
All right? We're going to do something called In Italy We Don't Say.
Okay.
And you're going to finish it.
Okay.
But you gotta give me your best in Napoli Dan.
Okay.
Capisce? Guardi in daga.
Okay.
In Italy we don't say, excuse me, sir. We say,
leva da mensa e pal.
That's good.
And I think that's beautiful. let me get another one. In Italy we don't say, wow, you look beautiful. We say,
avaci ragazzi.
And I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, nice. It's very romantic.
Avaciru.
Cats. I don't know. We can say that.
We'll fix it. I don't worry about it. Che fai tu mo?
What do you mean?
Che fai? Il lavora?
Yeah, no. Today I took the day off. I'm here like.
You took off for us?
Yeah, I took off to be here. Like,
I hope your boss doesn't see this.
No, actually, I want to say hi to all my friends at the work. I know a lot of them. They follow me, so. I want to say hi to them. They are my biggest fan. Like I tell you, I go to the office and they say, oh, Sally, saw your video. It's very good.
They like
good.
It, yeah.
Yeah, we have like...
It's good to have support from people in your community. You know?
We have a bunch of Italian-American in the company, so like they love the content. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Sal, if there was three doors and you could pick one, one would be a singer, one would be an actor, and one would be to just do what you're doing right now, what would you pick, realistically?
I like to be an actor.
Actor?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I feel I've always been fascinated from the Hollywood, from the movie things. But yeah, I think, I think, honestly, that could be something I could make, you know. I'll probably get stuck in the same character forever, like with that accent and that voice. There's not too much you can do.
Yeah.
But still, like.
I think it could work, though.
Yeah.
I could see you in a soap opera.
Yeah. Maybe like un posto al sole. Like,
un posto Salvador.
Un posto al Salvador.
No. I'm happy to see where you came, and congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
What's next for you?
I don't know, man. I take life day by day. I'll tell you something. Like, if someone asks me today, what's your dream? I made the most of my dreams true. One of my dreams was to come to America. I have a decent job. I have a beautiful wife. I have a baby on the way.
God bless.
I have, thank you. I have a nice house. Tiny, but it's enough for me in Long Island. I really don't know what's my dream. Like, I think I realized I made through most of my wishes.
You're living your dream.
Yeah, when people tell me I'm living, I tell people I'm living my American dream. That's true. Like, and then I come day by day. Like,
can I ask you something deep, a little personal?
Go ahead. Then if we don't like, we cancel it.
Why did you decide to come here? What was the reason that, like, all right, you know what?
I was in love with the New York City. And it's a nonsense now. It may look like a nonsense because I don't live in New York City. But I was in love with New York City.
You go every day.
Yeah. The first 5 days I was in New York City, I didn't sleep. Like, I was just going around, like, yeah. I remember the first time. You guys are from Italy, you know, like, in most of Italian bedrooms, there is either way a Madonna, Padre Pio, like a Jesus picture on the bed. On my bed, there was no Madonna. There was a picture of the Brooklyn Bridge. Actually, downtown Manhattan from Dumbo, you can see the Twin Towers. You can see between the two bridges. Mm-hmm. And my dream was, like, you see, one day I'm going to get there. I put the picture there to remind me that one day I was going to go there.
Yeah,
and that's awesome. The first time I came to America, on my second day, I walked on the Brooklyn Bridge. Man, I went to Dumbo. Like, I was, like, crying, but not crying. Like, I can't stop my tears. Like, I was happy. Like you have your dream and you made it through. Like, I can't even explain.
Did your,
like,
parents support throughout the way? Or
they didn't at starting, but then they came to visit me and they did understood? Support that's me. Yeah. Yeah.
My dad, that's the hardest thing.
Yeah.
You know, leaving the family.
Yeah.
That's a big, big, big risk.
And now I don't have my mom and my dad. They both on the other, in Italian, say, al lato moon.
Yeah, yeah.
In Paradiso. Yeah. And I'm happy they had the chance to come here and to see me, right, like how I was doing.
That
because
made you happy?
Yeah, they make me happy. Yeah, because when I first come to America, see, this is crazy. America, it's not American. Like, you are a smart guy. You can make a live here. I see. I know I can make a live. I'm making a live. I want to make my dream come true, you know, like, and so they were trying to push me to stay. And, you know, like, Italian parents, it's even worse. Like, it's impossible to move out of the house. Imagine moving out of the country.
And you were like set up. You had a business and everything.
Yeah, I had the business. I had my life. I had everything.
Well, you always had like the manganza in your life. You're like, oh, I need. This is not what I want to.
Yeah,
do,
you know? I felt out of place.
Yeah,
like I had a pretty happy life. Like, my town, it's beautiful. Every time I go there, I'm happy, but something was missing.
Right.
Yeah, and when I watched the TV, that was what was setting me off. Like, I was watching a movie. I say, I supposed to be there. Like, I said, I went all in. Like, I literally, like, if I come back, I didn't have my business anymore. I had to start fresh. Yeah. So I literally said, I'm gonna do it.
Any regrets? Would you do it all over again?
The only regrets I will do earlier.
Yeah.
I came here when I was, I moved here when I was 32. I was half of my energy. I will move here like around 25. That's my regret I have.
So what's your advice to somebody in Italy right now?
That's thinking about doing a
that's
move.
Crunched on money.
Mm.
Like, what's your best advice to give them? Somebody who was in your shoes.
I don't think it has anything to do with the money. The money, it's a consequence. Like, if you do good work in this country, there is a reward.
Yeah.
I think you gotta you gotta go where you feel good, which can be Italy, can be another part of Italy, can be other part of the world. You gotta go to the place where you belong, where you feel you belong. And then if you you don't like, you're still young, you
at
can
least you tried.
At least you tried. Yeah, yeah, no regrets, you know. But yeah. New York City, it's beautiful for a lot of people, but it's not for everybody. We have a lifestyle here that's incompatible with a lot of Italian people. We have, in Italy, we are slow paced. Southern Italy, like Milan, it's like New York City, but Southern Italy, we are slow paced. We are more like healthy. We are more like homemade stuff. Here, it's like go, 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 work, run, like. But if you like, you like. It's there's nothing to do about, like.
Absolutely, I agree. 100%.
Yeah. And you guys in America, you give for granted how beautiful and how great it's this nation and this city. Like, there is something, particular with the nation, but with the city also. Like, you talk with Americans, some Americans, and they talk bullshit. I wish I was in Italy. I wish I was there. This country sucks. You suck, not this country. You have no idea how beautiful,
have a lot of opportunity,
how
yeah.
great is this country. Yeah, like, I will not be doing that in Italy. Like, I'll probably be okay working, but I will not be living my dream, you know?
This is beautifully put.
So I just want to thank you for coming out. I know it's a long drive in.
And thank you for your patience.
Taking off of work. This was bound to happen. We needed one with Sal for the first time. So thank you for being here.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate for you. Like, as I said before, I was watching this on the social media. Now I'm sitting here. It's you have no idea how like happy I am. Like, so thank you
love
so
that.
Much.
We're happy to have you too. You know that.
Thank you. I know that.
Guys,
thank
make
you.
Sure to hit the description and follow Sal off the boat.
Like, comment, subscribe, and stat the bone. Thank you, Sal.
And follow me because they already have a lot of followers. I need some.
So. Go check them out.
Beautiful.